The 27th day of the blessed month of Baba, the martyrdom of the righteous father, Saint Macarius, Bishop of Edco. On this day, the blessed father, Saint Macarius, Bishop of Edco, was martyred. In this holy man, the words of David the prophet were fulfilled, saying, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night," which is Psalms 1:1-2. This saint kept the commandments of his master the Lord, and traded with his talents, and gained. Many were the signs and wonders that God did through his hands. In the city of Edco, every time he went up to the pulpit to preach to the people, he wept. When one of his disciples asked him the reason for his weeping, Macarius answered that he saw the sins of the people and their ungodly works. On another occasion, he saw our Lord Christ at the altar, and the angels bringing unto him the works of the people, one after the other. And Macarius heard a voice saying, "Why, Bishop, are you slack in preaching to your people?" And Macarius replied, "My Lord, they do not accept my words." So the Lord said to him, "It is correct for the bishop to preach to the people, and if they do not accept his words, their blood will be on their own heads." And Macarius was invited to go to the Council of Chalcedon with Abba Dioscorus. On arriving at the royal palace, the guards prevented him from entering because of his modest clothes, until Abba Dioscorus told the guards that this was the Bishop of Edco. When he had gone in and heard what the infidels were saying about the Lord Christ, he excommunicated the emperor in the council. He was ready to deliver himself to death for the sake of keeping the Orthodox faith. They exiled him with Abba Dioscorus to the island of Gagra. From there, Abba Dioscorus sent him with a believing merchant to Alexandria, saying to him, "There you have a crown of martyrdom waiting for you." Shortly after, Macarius arrived in the city of Alexandria. The messenger of the emperor arrived with the new Chalcedonian Creed, which stated the incorrect two natures of Christ. The emperor had commanded him, saying that he who writes his name first on this creed will be the patriarch of the city. In the city, the head of the priest was Proterios. He took the paper to write his name first, but Saint Macarius the bishop reminded him of what Abba Dioscorus had told him before he went to the council, saying, "You shall possess my church after me." Proterios remembered that and refrained from writing. When the emperor's messenger knew that the bishop disagreed with the creed of the emperor and did not write his name also, he jumped over the bishop and kicked him. Saint Macarius died on the spot and thus received the crown of martyrdom. The believers took his holy body and buried it with the bodies of Saint John the Baptist and Elisha the prophet. That fulfilled what these two saints had told this father, the bishop, in a vision, that his body would be with their bodies. He departed to the Lord Christ, winning the crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.